Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And something just happened on my computer, and of course I don't have the page up that I was going to look at to discuss things with you. But, you know, let me start this out with this. When I used to, I was bused to school. I was forcefully integrated. Forced integration. Nobody ever told me that. I had a great time. And the school bus driver was a guy named Joe McElhaney. I'll remember Joe forever because he went to high school. He was old enough to have a driver's license and apparently old enough to have a bus license. And he drove the bus that I rode to school for 2 years. And today, if Joe was driving a school bus in Michigan, after they've absorbed all of their unintended consequences from all of their mandates and remotes and all this other stuff, Joe would be getting elevated in his position anyway. But Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, she was persuaded into supporting vaccine mandates just a few days ago. And now, recognizing the fact that her teachers are not all of her teachers are going to get the shot. And that's what it is. It's a shot. It's not a vaccine. It's a shot. Her solution, she has signed into law permission for other school employees to teach in their place. Coming from the Daily Wire, we get Mayor, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed a bill into law that would attempt to alleviate a growing shortage of teachers in the state by allowing school staff to serve as substitutes. So Michigan House Bill 4294 will temporarily allow schools to employ an individual without certification who already works at the school to substitute teach through the end of the 2021-2022 school year. That includes school staff such as secretaries, office staff, teachers' aides, library aides, cafeteria workers, and bus drivers as long as they have a high school diploma or GED. I can't make that up. So, see, here's the thing, though. We've been told that school bus drivers are already in short supply. And in some states, National Guard troops have been called in as fill-ins. But if Whitmer is going to repurpose bus drivers as teachers, is she going to have to start calling out the Guard to replace them? And instead of repurposing all these people, why wouldn't you just call out the Guard to teach? Because there's plenty of training people within the military. I don't know how, you know, how ready to go is going to be a bus driver to be a teacher. Or a cafeteria lady. Not that they're not all good at what they do. They obviously are. But Whitmer is unwittingly doing something here that I don't think she quite gets what she's doing. Because she's challenging the new gospel of the left. Teachers, or as they like to term them, educators, are the only people who qualify to design the curricula. They're the ones picking what Sally and Tommy are going to learn. And the all-powerful teachers' unions certainly think the teachers are a special breed, possessed of superior wisdom, unfathomable to those who didn't attend a school of education. And Whitmer is telling them that a library aide can fit that bill fine. And the unwitting thing that's going to happen here, you know, every time the government shuts down, most of us can't tell that that's actually happened. Every time the government shuts down, most of us don't even know what some of the agencies are that are supposedly so vital that they get shut down. And then we're like, really? They're shut down? Sometimes we see a few signs there. Then they start getting out there and saying, well, if we don't solve the government shutdown, the Social Security checks aren't going to go out. Except I thought the Social Security checks were automated now. I didn't think they actually physically went out. Are they not? I mean, I may have missed that. I thought they were. But now the challenge is out there. Unwitting challenge that it is. Where we're going to take people not as qualified. Not the special breed. I mean, if National Guard troops could fill in for them. If school bus drivers can fill in for them. If teachers' aides can fill in for them. Well, let me look at this list again. Cafeteria workers, library aides, office staff, secretaries. If all these people can fill in for teachers, why do we need teachers? I'm just curious. If somebody with those qualifications, without going and getting their whatever certificate they have to teach, I thought that was, you know, paramount to being a teacher. I thought you had to get that in order to, for everything to qualify. And yet, this school year, right now, the one we're in the middle of right now, is basically a wash in Michigan because they've run short because they had to have a vaccine mandate, which is not even a vaccine. Then we get this. Nicole Hannah-Jones, the 1619 Project originator, she tries to stress how important a Bachelor of Arts degree in social studies is in figuring out what the next generation should be taught. And even though she's not, she claims not to be a professional educator, she is a professor, nonetheless, and that's interesting. But if some of these cafeteria workers and bus drivers and office staff are parents, now there's the next thing. Parents should not be telling the school what they're going to teach. Now, I don't remember, I have no idea how a teacher puts together a lesson plan. But I imagine some of it has probably got to do with, you know, just a almost a triage of things they're going to be doing, what they're trying to impart to you, trying to meet some standard or something. And I would, you know, so are they going to give these cafeteria workers and the bus drivers and the office staff? There might be parents. Are we going to have to weed them out? Are we going to have to weed out the parents that are office staff? This is an unforced error of huge magnitude. And in the meantime, it's going to do one of those unwitting things that occurs when you get out there and you're trying. What they're trying to do is they're trying not to let schools close because that would be a disaster for the Democrats. That would be a disaster for the Democrats in Michigan. They would, I mean, that would basically be the death knell if they let schools close. So what are they going to do? This is like when the NFL goes into a strike and they bring in the players that aren't really players. They call them scabs, and those guys get out there and play their hearts out, and they do a great job. And then I guess at some point the regular teachers will come back, but all those professional athletes get replaced by guys that are working as bartenders. Do you actually need professional athletes that make as much money as they do when these guys will play for the love of the game? I guess we can thank Terry McAuliffe. He's the one that got out there and started this gravy train. And, let's keep an eye on Michigan because it's going to be very instructive. I think so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming out of L.A., and I've been talking about this, and I once again, here's this, you've got this thing where you've got various leftist players running into each other now. Right now in the, you know, in those places, like, I used to love to watch the Beverly Hills Cop series because of the way they would shoot downtown Beverly Hills. Because it looked beautiful. It was beautiful. And Well, now it's not so beautiful anymore. It's changed. And here's a headline from the Hollywood Reporter. High-profile L.A. crime spark rush for bulletproof cars, Rolex replicas, and safe rooms. Security agencies say wealthy clients are increasing protective measures. They want someone who knows how to get them out of any situation. In addition to panic rooms, Hollywood clients are securing 24/7 security details, installing more cameras, adding barbed wire on top of fencing on their properties, and calling for armed security prepped in defensive driving to pick them up when their private jets touch down. Some are taking firearm and self-defense classes while enrolling staff in security training. Now, this all tracks with the New York Post report that I talked about earlier in the month, I think it was, documenting Beverly Hills residents arming up in spite of the anti-gun politicians that they otherwise enable. There's where the problem comes, because you may be a very well-heeled citizen of Los Angeles, but the laws apply to all of you. Now, will that stop Villanueva from giving you a permit? I don't know. But here we get one Beverly Hills resident. I've always been anti-gun, but I'm right now in the process of getting myself shooting lessons because I now understand that there may be a need for me to know how to defend myself and my family. We're living in fear. A security provider. He said, even hardcore leftist Democrats who've said to me in the past, I'll never own a gun, are calling me, asking me about firearms. And I'd say there's been an increase of 80% of the number of requests I'm getting this year. You've heard that saying that a conservative is a liberal that's been mugged. The thing is, though, in this moment where they find out the real world is a dangerous place, we don't see any corresponding appreciable reconsideration of progressive priorities that results in a significant change in voting patterns. Voters in Los Angeles and its surrounding cities overwhelmingly elect Democrat gun grabbers and seem oblivious to the cognitive dissonance that represents, even when their wokeness backfires on them, and this is a huge backfire. Now they're at risk because of smash-and-grab robberies and the like that are trending and spreading because the authorities fear to do what it takes to dissuade, repel, and effectively prosecute them. The thing right now today, because California has such great weather, nobody's wearing long sleeves and big heavy coats. So when you're sitting there at this posh restaurant outside, and you're sitting there and you're looking at your Rolex or your Omega or your Tag Heuer, which is my favorite watch brand, when they run up on you, they just snatch your watch and your phone and whatever else you got laying out that you're admiring for owning. So now everybody, and if it was me, if I was a guy that had multiple Rolexes laying around the house and I chose which one I wore on each day, I would dress down in Casios or Timexes. But instead, because they can't, and this is the silly part, because they can't not look like who they purport themselves to be, they're wearing fake Rolexes. When police, and then they've got another thing too, besides that perception they're trying to put out there to people. When police in Beverly Hills responded to a significant increase in calls for service in our business community, they were embarrassed to find, according to a lawsuit for egregious profiling, that 99% of the people arrested by the Safe Streets unit were black. Now, I understand what they're trying to say, but see, in California, what they've done is they've looked at the prison population. They don't look at their policies that cause the inner city youth who overwhelmingly, it turns out they're black. When they have no economic opportunity, they have no educational opportunity, they have no family structure, well, they're going to turn to crime because kids just want to belong to something. So when these cops run into this, instead of just arresting them, they know the prosecutors are going to let them right back out on the streets because of the disproportionality of black people in jail. Never mind whether or not they were breaking the law. And there's no easy way out, and plenty of reason to think things can get and will get much worse. During the L.A. riots, they saw whole sections of the city ceded to utter predatory anarchy for extended periods. And for people like me that look at this and realize that, you know, there were places like the Korean rooftop guys, right? They held on, they held their areas, but they had to take up weapons to do it. During that time, the mayor of L.A. at the time imposed a ban on ammunition sales to the law-abiding and then watched the criminals laugh at that, and they looted the gun stores. And here we are today, and the vast majority of Angelenos don't seem to have learned a thing. A progressive 1%er may feel like their wealth will buy them safe passage when the cultural Marxism that they're enabling blows up in everybody's face, but there's really no historical precedent for making that assumption. That's just not the way such things play out in feeding frenzies. When you see symbolic pitchfork protests targeting Bloomberg, it's fair to ask at what point will security personnel be inclined to reassess who their primary loyalties are reserved for and say, no, I'm not in this. See, the security people will run. They'll leave. They will desert the ship like rats deserting the sinking ship, and then the ship will sink. And that's just all there is to it. And I don't know what, you know. In the meantime, they could be taking up weapons themselves. Some of them are, but they haven't learned nothing. They have not learned anything. They're still wanting other people to do things for them. I hope that they have enough time to figure this out before something irreversible happens to them. Callie. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is advising against cruise ship travel regardless of vaccination status. The health agency also raising the cruise ship travel warning to the highest level. The news comes just hours after Royal Caribbean said fewer than 1% of guests have tested positive while cruising with them. The New York City Police Department is beefing up security in and around Times Square while also dealing with staffing issues as a significant number of officers are out sick with coronavirus. Commissioner Dermot Shea says he's happy to have people back in person for the ball drop, adding the NYPD is ready.
Last year, standing in the middle of Times Square, and it was empty. Not something I want to see happen again. We're used to big crowds. We're going to be ready. It won't be as big as normal. We just ask everyone, plan accordingly.
This is USA Radio News. a vocal pro-democracy website in Hong Kong is now offline.
Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications, a day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. Journalism is not sedition, Blinken said in an emailed statement. One of those arrested, pro-democracy activist Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems. Is nearing its death.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Southwest Florida zoo is closed today after a man was bitten by a tiger. The Collier County Sheriff's Office saying a cleaning company contractor was seriously hurt Wednesday night at the Naples Zoo when he reached into the tiger's enclosure and was bitten. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. It's, you know, it's always interesting to find anybody that actually changes their mind on something. And because it's such a rare thing, very, very rarely does, especially a politician. And politicians have gone from being free thinkers, free critical thinkers, that look at something and say, this is the closest to my philosophy about the way things should be, so therefore I am a Democrat, I am a Republican. They're so far from that that now they just they're trying to become part of the machine. And they, you know, it's like being in the Borg, I guess. I don't know. But it's very rare that a politician rethinks a core part of their party's platform. Now, it's especially true of anybody who's worked themselves up to any appreciable degree of power, whether it's at the state or federal level. Enter Illinois State Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightford. And for her, there may be a reason for that. At least on the topic of gun control. Because the only thing that stopped her from being carjacked was her husband being there with a gun. Being saved by an armed citizen, even if it's your husband. I would think that might make you think different about gun control. I don't know. Not sure, but hey. But now, amongst her constituents, she's being asked to do just that. Burr Ridge business owner Margo Henshaw is asking Illinois State Senate Majority Leader Kimberly Lightford to loosen gun regulation after the senator praised the state's concealed carry law. Lightford was carjacked on December 21st. She said that her husband's concealed carry license saved them as he fired on the attackers after the couple was separated and he gave her cover to run away. Henshaw hopes, or said she hopes, the situation will make Lightford think again about the state's concealed carry law. And here's the thing. I'm glad that Senator Lightford and her husband escaped that without getting hurt. Because I'm not looking for anybody to get hurt. I'm not, you know, I'm against violence. Period. All kinds of violence. If you're an innocent person, you're where you can be, and somebody tries to do something violent to you in order to, I don't know, just maybe just to harm you or maybe just take your stuff, I think that's a wrong thing to happen. So I'm against that. And according to Henshaw, she said, we must pray that she has now been granted the insight that other law-abiding citizens have the right to protect themselves against the burgeoning number of brazen criminals emerging in our increasingly lawless society. Her comments came in the aftermath of a record year of violent crime in Illinois. Everyone wonders what it will take to staunch the exploding violent crime statistics. Well, it's not defunding the police and making them afraid to fire on a suspect for fear of legal reprisals. We've tried that, and it's having the opposite effect, according to Ms. Henshaw. And she is not wrong. But what are the odds, really, what are the odds, of Lightford actually rethinking her position on gun control? Because I'd be shocked if she did. Because here's the thing about these people that are anti-gun. They're not actually anti-gun. they're anti you having a gun. They fully understand the utility of guns. They appreciate it. They have no problem with them and theirs being able to be armed. They just don't trust you with that same right, which is probably what we're going to be seeing in California. They'll be out there saying, well, you know me. I'm not one of those. You can trust me with a gun. Senator Dianne Feinstein, gun grabber extraordinaire, carried a revolver for years. Now, she made quite a bit of noise about turning it in. But that was more virtue signaling than anything else. A lot of other anti-Second Amendment types are as well, and not just so they can say, I'm a gun owner, but truth is that they know that they aren't a threat and as such should be able to buy a gun. And where we have a problem is that they don't see you in the same way. To them, you're a nobody. Maybe they see you as someone who doesn't face threats, or maybe they think you're probably dangerous. It doesn't matter. For whatever reason, while they trust themselves with a gun, they don't trust you with one. And Lightford is very likely in that camp as well. But I'll share a little secret with you. I really wish I was wrong about that. I would be delighted to say that I'm wrong about this. Simply because we should be. I should be wrong about this. It would be great to see the Illinois Senate Majority Leader come out and say, I've had an epiphany. After this attack on my family, I knew that I was wrong. I could see the error of my ways, the error of my ideals. But she's probably not going to. It would be glorious to see lawmakers in one of the most anti-gun states in the nation back away from gun control and restore those rights to ordinary Americans. I just wouldn't recommend anybody hold their breath waiting on that one. Because I just don't see it happening. Sorry. The problem with these people that think that it's okay for them to have guns and you not to have guns, that's why I refer to them as the elites. They think that there's some breed apart from you. It's almost like watching. If you've ever seen Trading Spaces or Trading Places, excuse me, Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd movie that could not be made today, by the way. The premise of this is that if you take a guy from the ghetto and you put him in the right environment, he can become a well-heeled stockbroker. If you take a stockbroker and throw him into the ghetto, he's going to become a criminal. And they do that, and they put stressors on these guys, and it basically works out that way. But what it's almost like pointing out that except for a little quirk of fate, where you're born into this community or you're born into that community, you could be this or you could be that. It doesn't matter. But they're also saying that if we were to change this, we could do something about this for you. Which is, it's a great thought and it's a great thing to consider. And at the same time, while you're sitting there considering it, it's also, it makes me wonder if that's actually true, why we aren't doing that more often anyway. But that's not what the elites are about. They're about them having and you not. Simple. But like I said, I don't recommend anybody hold their breath on that one. That's a silly exercise. And you're going to get lightheaded. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. You know, I love it when someone who's had their 15 minutes of fame, when they get out there and they try to prolong that and make it 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And I'm describing David Hogg, if you will. And here's the thing. Imagine a Harvard man, which is what David Hogg is, at the moment, who can't seem to write three sentences without contradicting himself. And if you're thinking of an inveterate attention prostitute called David Hogg, you win the cookie. The awardee for an undergraduate place at Harvard has taken to Twitter to opine that the Second Amendment isn't an absolute right. None of our rights are, he continued. But then he declares that we have a right not to be shot, which is actually not true, David. Clearly, the First Amendment doesn't restrict an Ivy League seat warmer from dishing out inane dorm room wisdom about topics he clearly doesn't understand. And I hate to break it to you, David, but enumerated rights limit what the government can do, not citizens. And no one has a right not to be shot, David. Unlike keeping and bearing arms, not being shot shows up nowhere in the Bill of Rights or anywhere else in the Constitution for that matter. You do have the, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness and all that other stuff. But you do have to participate in that. You have to, you know, do a few things to take care. So nobody gets an exemption from being perforated. Not by criminals, not by the government, not even by yourself if you're careless enough. Americans with IQs above room temperature increasingly understand that nothing stops a bad guy with evil in their heart like a good guy with a gun in their hand. And that's why even in states with extremely restrictive gun control laws, firearm sales remain at or near record high rates. In places where a dearth of good guys legally carrying guns, you know, not many of them out there, where the police have been defunded and concealed carry permits are rationed, crime flourishes. Places like New York and Chicago and L.A. and San Francisco and even, yeah, in Cambridge. Yet, Hogg is out here spotting these ignorant hot takes as he occupies his parents' basement on Christmas break, desperately seeking relevance via his Twitter account. Blissfully unaware that by his logic, if the right to keep and bear arms isn't absolute, neither is his imagined right not to be shot. And, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America have seen the competing worldviews on gun rights versus gun control, and they're voting with their wallets. And that's a reality even David Hogg can't deny, and that drives that little boy crazy, I swear it does. Let's talk about what's about to happen in 2022. The GOP is going to regain control of Congress. It's almost like it's guaranteed to happen that way. And You know, it'd be nice to think that if the GOP does get control of Congress, then all of the country's problems are going to magically disappear. But this kind of messianic forecast is pretty typical of the RNC when it's not calling you a traitor to Donald Trump for not chipping in your $5. And congressional candidates, of course, but even more skeptical commentators and voters have seemingly adopted the face of the faith, rather. And it would be nice. It would be nice if that would be enough to arrest the leftward slide of the country. But by the same token, put this in your wallet and take it to the bank. No single election is going to do that. We've been promised this before. We were told there'd be a full repudiation of Barack Obama's agenda if we handed the Senate back to the Republicans in 2014. And we gave Mitch McConnell a great victory. But what they don't tell you is the part that is the very important part. The party gained 9 seats in the Senate that time and 13 in the House. We'll get to that important part just here in a minute. 2016 carried the same sort of message, but the voters fell short. Trump did win the White House. The election proved to be a minor setback for down-ballot Republicans. Democrats captured 2 Senate seats and acquired a net 6-seat gain in the House, but the GOP majorities were preserved. But the swamp was intact. The country's domestic and international decline was not halted. The wall wasn't even built. At best, it delayed the leftward march by 4 years, and at worst, it inflamed the left's desire for petty vengeance against those who would dare to oppose them, giving rise to the venomous cancel culture, critical race theory programs, and totalitarian lockdowns. And we have no reason to believe the Republicans will be any better at delivering on their campaign platform after 2022 than they did in 2016. See, there's not enough swing seats in the House, and especially in the Senate, for a Republican victory to represent a mandate change. What you would have to have in order for Congress to actually make a change is for the Republicans to have a 2-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override a Joe Biden veto on a bill. The cohort of Senate seats coming up in the 2022 election only have 4 or 5 seats Republicans can reasonably win. They have a shot at flipping Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, and New Hampshire. That's about it. So at most, the Republicans can hope to secure a 54 seat majority in the Senate. And then they face a similar prospect in the House, reclaiming the majority but falling far short of the supermajority required to even begin to think about overturning Biden's policies. It is not beyond the pale to think they might be able to, in the Senate, might be able to tempt some Democrats to vote their way, but I mean, it's partisan politics now. It's not like it was in the 60s and the 70s. The Republicans currently hold 213 seats in the House. They only need 5 more seats to win the majority, but they would need to win 77 seats to reach the 2-thirds supermajority of 290. And no party has captured 77 seats or more since the Republicans won 81 seats in the 1938 midterms elections. And no party has held 290 seats or more in the House since the Democrats had 292 after the 1976 election. And without that kind of a supermajority, all they can do is be a buffer against the Biden agenda and stall legislative action until 2024, when either the Democrats could retake Congress or Republicans could recapture the White House. And then they're actually going to have to put up or shut up. Now, stalling Democratic policies by controlling majorities in Congress became adequate a long time ago and becomes even more irrelevant as the presidency continues to expand the purview of executive actions and the federal bureaucracy takes on more and more duties from the 3 traditional branches of government. And even if the Republican Party, by some miracle, attained a supermajority in both the houses of Congress, a victory in 2022 won't even be able to mend the divisions within the party itself, much less the nation. The same factionalism we've seen after other conservative victories in 2014 and 2016 will come back with a vengeance as the party continues to struggle with Trump's legacy in the lead up to 2024. So when and if the Republicans retake Congress in the midterm, They could take some positive steps up to the lead up to 2024. They could force moderate choices for agency and judicial appointments, and perhaps work with Democrats on a bipartisan bill on big tech. And they should focus most of their oversight role and focus on the slight conservative advantage in the federal judiciary to thwart Biden policies until it can recapture the presidency. And until, other than that, they can only stall the Democrats. And the big problem is there's too much to fix. It's that simple. Because of incompetent leadership from earlier generations of Republicans and the determination of Democrats to ensure that their vision for the country is achieved, the nation is inundated with monumental challenges. Debt, health care, the border, the threat from China. All building towards a boiling point. All kinds of problems. So essentially, the accumulated weight of these burdens will become too much to handle. Political expediency prevents politicians from addressing some of them. No one who wants to be reelected will ever seriously talk about scaling back Social Security or Medicare, despite both problems' deep flaws and impending insolvency. Political expediency is the problem. And if we were to simply implement term limits, that would go away. That would go away if there was no reason for them to not go all out, because they're not going all out right now. That would go away. And we might actually get somewhere. Coming up next, it's going to be The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Dan Marcon. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.